Lord, speak and speak into our hearts. We just open ourselves and our lives for your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I'm sure you'll agree with me that if we need to connect with someone who's not close to us, we need the right information, contact details. So today we're going to look at that, and we're going to talk about that. To help us with that, we're going to Matthew chapter 1, verse 18 to 23, and I'm reading from the New Living Translation. This is how Jesus the Messiah was born. His mother, Mary, was engaged to be married to Joseph. But before the marriage took place, while she was still a virgin, she became pregnant through the power of the Holy Spirit. Joseph, to whom she was engaged, was a righteous man and did not want to disgrace her publicly. So he decided to break the engagement quietly. As he considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream. "Joseph, son of David," the angel said, "do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child within her was conceived by the Holy Spirit. She will have a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All of this occurred to fulfill the Lord's message through the prophet. "Look, the virgin will conceive a child, and she will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. If we don't have the right contact details, we can easily get into trouble. It's kind of like the story of the couple who were married 20 years, and they decided to celebrate this 20-year anniversary by going back to the place where they had their honeymoon, which was Mexico. We do not use the F word in this church, Florida. So we'll use Mexico, okay? That's you. That was Stacy. That was so cool. I walked through here one day, and Lauren and George said, "We just came back from..." And she said, "We do not use the F word in this church." So, Mexico. They decided they're going to go back to Mexico for their anniversary. Unfortunately, things don't always work as well as they should, and the wife had to stay behind for a day longer than the husband. So he flew down, got there first, and as he got there, he realized, man, things have really, really changed. And this was a while ago, before we all had these wonderful cell phones and stuff like that. There were computers, and you could use the computers. So he gets on the computer, and he writes her an email. Unfortunately, in his haste to write this, he makes a little mistake with the email address and gets one or two of the letters wrong. He sends this email to a Presbyterian minister who just passed away, his wife. She just comes home from the funeral, checks email. The next thing, there's this huge scream, and she just faints and falls on the floor. Her son comes running in, finds his mother on the floor, wakes her up, and she just points to the computer. On the computer, there's this email. The subject line, "To my loving wife, just arrived. I know you're surprised to hear from me. They have computers here now, and you're allowed to send emails to your loved ones. I've just arrived and I've just been checked in. I see that everything is being prepared for your arrival tomorrow. I look forward to seeing you then. I hope your journey is as uneventful as mine. P.S. It sure is freaking hot down here." I thought we could have a little chuckle this morning. The problem is, if we have the contact details wrong, we can get in trouble. I've been in trouble so often with this church email. Our church email ends with a .ca. People are so used to that everything is .com, they'll often send it to aubrey@cpcmail.com. Then I don't get it. And then they get angry at me because I didn't answer their email. But I never got it. So to stay out of trouble, we need the right contact details. And that's why Matthew says, here's the contact details for the Lord. Verse 21. You must call him Jesus, for he is the one who will save you from all of your sins. Number two, and people will call him Emmanuel, because he is God with us. So the question is this: if God provides us with the right contact details, what does that mean for our everyday lives? Three things that I want to share with you this morning. Just simple things that we know but maybe need to be reminded as we are just on the edge of walking into a brand new year. Three things. When God gives us these contact details, it is his way of allowing us to connect with him. Let me explain. When it says God is with us, it doesn't necessarily mean that we are with God. Ask me, I know all about that. I stand on this stage every Sunday, and I am with you. And you're sitting out there, and I'm talking, and I'm saying things. But it doesn't necessarily mean that you are always with me. Sometimes you might be thinking about what's going to be for lunch. What are we going to do this afternoon? Can he stop now because I'm tired? I want to go home. I'm with you, but it doesn't mean you're with me. And when God says, I am with you, he allows us to be with him, but sometimes we're not. Sometimes we're doing our own thing where we're kind of saying, God, it's cool that you're around, but just leave me be. I'm in control. I call the shots. I'm okay. And I do my own thing. Do you know what we call that? We call it sin. What does sin do? Instead of connecting us with God, it takes us away from God. So God says, I'm with you. And here's the name, Savior, the one who's there for you. And yet, we do the Adam and Eve thing. I can be my own me. I can take care of. And what happened with Adam and Eve when they thought, I don't need God who comes around. I'm going to do my own thing. The disconnect became not just between them and God, but the disconnect between Adam and Eve, the disconnect with this wonderful, gracious world that God has given us, and we're still working with that to this day. We're struggling with sin and hurts and pain and death and all of these things. Why? Because those first guys decided, God with us? Yeah, cool, but we don't need to be with God and do God. I've used this example. My son Jacques, when we lived in South Africa, we oftentimes walk up the mountain, just go watch the sunset, and I'd hold his hand. We'd get up there. Then he grew up a little bit, and Buddy Boy said, nah, leave my hand, I can do this. And we walked, and then his foot slipped, and he scraped his knee, but he got up, and we walked, and his foot slipped, and he scraped his elbow. And then Buddy Boy got up and he put his hand out and he says, hey, Dad, will you take my hand? And will you walk with me? And we got up and he didn't fall again. Sometimes we do the same with our good Lord and we say, I can do this. Leave my hand. I'm all alone. And what happens? That's when we fall and we scrape our knees and we scrape our elbows. But God says, I am Emmanuel. I am with you. I want to be with you. So can this be our challenge for the new year? Every day to make sure that I'm holding that hand. That I'm not good enough to say, I'm okay, I can do this. Because we can't. I can't do that. I know, because I've done that. And I've messed up so badly because I think I'm good enough, but I am not. There's a story of a young guy who was just finished seminary and he came to preach. And boy, he walked in there and he was so full of himself. He was just like, I can do this. He walked up there and he messed up so badly. Came down and he was kind of just wanted to get out. And one of the elders walked up to him. He took his cane and he tapped him on the shoulder. He says, young man, if you went up the pulpit the way you came down, it would have been a different story. And sometimes that's what we do. Emmanuel says, I'm there, I'm with you. And we say, don't you worry, I got this. No, I don't got this. Now, without the Lord, I can't do it. So my challenge for each one of us this year as we walk into this year, will you allow Emmanuel to be there with you every moment? And that's why we're starting the year on Wednesday here in this church. We're just going to pray. Carrie said, Aubrey, I don't have guys to play. And I said, we're not going to sing. We're just going to be in the Word, and we're going to pray. For this church, for ourselves, for our families, for the world, for our country, for our government, that each one of them may realize, I've got the contact details. Will I just take his hand and allow him to be Jesus, my Emmanuel? Second thing. When God gives his contact details, it is to remind us that we are not alone. In this time of the year, many of us feel like that. I was so thinking of Carolyn when her mom just passed away 2-3 days ago on the 26th. How hard this must be. It's a day after Christmas. It's when we celebrate all of this. And this is when God says, you're not alone. I'm going to hold your hand. And she's not here today because she's with her family at their other home church, where she will hear the message of God saying, you're not alone. I'm with you. And many of us, I mean, this has been a horrible year for me as the minister of this church, losing so many of our own people. It was just not fun. It was so hard, but the only way we get through that when we say goodbye to these amazing people in our lives is because there is one who holds us and says, I'm going to be with you. When you're alone in your bed and you miss that loved one, I'm going to be there because I'm Emmanuel. I'm going to walk you through this and hold your hand, be there for you. Sometimes these are difficult times for folks who struggle with substance addiction because the whole world is, come on, let's have a party, let's do this. And the Lord says, if that's one of your struggles, don't try and do it alone. Come hold my hand, I'll be there. Some of us are struggling with illness that just doesn't want to let go, and it's hard. I'm going to be there, you're not alone. Some of us, and I know that because that's part of my job, it's been hard on our relationships, and it's not always that easy. And again, he says, can you invite me in? I don't want you to do this alone. I'm going to walk you through this. I'm going to be there for you. Despite the sadness that's in your heart and the struggle that's going on in your heart. I'm Emmanuel. I'm going to be there. I'm going to walk you through this. Third thing. God needs us, when he has shown us his contact details, to be the ones that will share that. Because there are so many that do not know about Emmanuel and Jesus the Savior. And they don't read this book. They might not even know this book. But there's other books that they can read without having to touch a page. And that's us. And that's how we share that, is our lives. There's a story about the little girl who jumped in bed with her mom and said, "Mom, I'm so afraid I can't sleep. I'm so scared." And mom says, "You don't have to be scared. Jesus is with you." She says, "That doesn't help. I need someone with skin on them." People need someone with skin on them to go into this world and to live that Emmanuel. And if that's not you and I, who else is going to live that and do that? When they walk into that office, Gary, and you got to work on those teeth, even in those days when it's like, "I don't want to do this today." That's the moment he just needs a little bit of the light to shine into those hearts. When you're standing in front of that class, Elsie, and these other teachers, and they're driving you nuts, and you want to wring their little necks, that's when he says, "I'm Emmanuel with you, but I need someone with skin on them that will show my light and show my love and show my care." When it's hard at home, he needs us. Because you and I, we have the contact details. We've lived that. We've received him in our lives. And all he says is, "Go into this year and you be my skin person. And show me and live me and love them into my arms so that I can love them." May God be with you every day of this new year that's ahead of us. And may you remember those contact details that you don't get the wrong email going to the wrong person. Amen. Take a few moments of silent prayer. Thank you, Lord, for reminding us of the simple story. But sometimes we get so busy with all the things that we forget to start right there. Being with you, making time in this year to sit down and to be in the Word. To sit down and to listen as you speak. To sit down and to speak our hearts. Because you love nothing more, Lord, than us spending time with you to be with us and to hear our hearts, to hear our joys and our struggles and our sorrows and all of these things, because you want to hear them. But more than that, you're Jesus. Not just the one who saved my life, but the one who cares about my life. And yes, Lord, you don't always just take us out of the situation, but you always parachute into our lives to be there and to walk us through this, if only we'll hold your hand. Help us to do that, Lord. Not to be so grown up that we think we can do it all alone, but little children. Thank you for coming into the world and giving us the right contact details. And now, Lord, as we end this prayer, we want to pray this together. And please pray with me as we say, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen." It is our privilege to thank the Lord as we give of our gifts.